Over the month of January, we conducted quite a bit of different stakeholder outreach with local public health, county commissioners, city and county managers, as well as mayors, to really have a discussion about what was working with the dial and what wasn't. We know that the dial has some restrictions in terms of movement from a less restrictive to a more restrictive level, and the nimbleness and able to be able to respond quickly to disease transmission was something that was a common concern. Primary change that happened with the dial was to really move from that 14-day average to a 7-day case average, which gives some communities a little bit more breathing room in terms of spread and disease transmission for our numbers, but also allows us to more easily move counties to a more restrictive or less restrictive level.
Hinsdale County is the only county that's remained in the blue, the second lowest level. Other counties have come and gone from different stages of it, but Hinsdale has remained steadfast in the blue. What do you think is behind that?
So Hinsdale County is unique in the fact that there have been few hospitalizations. There have been no hospitalizations, in fact, reported in the last 2 weeks, only one active case. And in general, there's just a much lower population in Hinsdale County than there are in many other counties. As a result of that lower population, there's fewer restaurants, fewer bars, fewer opportunities for people to congregate together, and that, in general, results in a lower disease transmission.
Neighboring Hinsdale County are Ouray and San Miguel counties. Those counties are at level orange, the fourth highest level. Why is that?
The counties are placed due to three different factors on the dial. One is disease transmission, and so the amount of incidence that is happening within the community. Second is your percent positivity. So we want to always make sure that we're doing enough testing in communities, and that percent positivity, we really are trying to keep it below 5% to ensure that we're doing adequate testing to stay ahead of the virus. And then last, but certainly not least, is hospitalizations. Hospitalizations tends to be a lagging indicator. Usually about 2 weeks of higher cases results in higher hospitalizations. And so that's a really important factor as well. San Miguel County is currently facing an increase of incidence currently in their county and have taken quite a few different measures to help combat that locally. And we're in support of them and their local public health and their county commissioners in doing that.
What's behind the increase in cases in San Miguel and Ouray counties?
So San Miguel right now with Telluride, there's quite a few, you know, tourists and skiing. There's also a much more populated area, more restaurants, more bars, more people congregating together.
When looking at the dial overall, what's the current picture for Colorado?
It's a really great question. You know, we're cautiously optimistic of where Colorado is heading. We've been able to slow the spread of COVID and really have sustained a level of openness that will allow Colorado's economy to start get going again, while also making sure that we are doing everything we can to keep Coloradoans healthy and safe. So we anticipate that there will be a few more revisions to the dial in the coming months, later this spring and one in early summer. So that way we know that we'll keep tweaking the dial, keep making it work for the state of Colorado.